Mary, thank you for coming on this program, and we are all so sorry to hear about the tragedy of the overdoses and the young woman who died this week. It's unfortunately all too familiar, I think, now in Western Alaska, what happened there. But tell me what's on the minds of the community in Quinnahock this week after the meeting that happened.
Well, the people are very angered because the issue of heroin seeping into the community has been heard. It's been discussed, but the process of getting everything into action has been slow. What happened after the incident, the tribal council met together to talk about plans. You know, what are we going to do? We had to meet together to bring forth what needs to be done in the community.
At this point, Mary, does the community see any solutions, anything that can change or be improved that might help some? I know that most communities are struggling to find those answers. What about in Quinnahock? Is there anything that's coming to the surface of priorities?
One of the priorities is, first of all, the people that are coming into the village of Quinnahock who are not from here, but those periodically who come here to the community are being served banishment. It's hard, but we have to do what we have to do to clean up in this community.
So you would say that people in the community are aware of where the heroin is coming in from and who's bringing it, and now might be the time to start telling those folks they're not welcome back?
Yes, and what we are doing is with the indicators, you know. After such people come, there's noise in town, those type.
I think there are many people in our listening area that can identify with exactly what you're talking about. Mary, how's the family of the young woman who died?
Everybody's broken up, not only the family. This young lady just graduated from school, so everybody seems to be taking it hard. It angers the community.
What do we all do, do you think, Mary? How do we make a better future for villages around Western Alaska?
For one thing, I am appreciating the people that came from LKSD and YKHC to debrief, especially the family and the people who were working that day. They did tremendous, you know, they worked so hard. The WANT troopers were here and did their investigating,
okay,
which we really appreciate. The community talked about the how we can work together. Some of the members had negative, but that's expected, you know.
Of course, right. Well, it seems there are no easy answers or solutions to this scourge of problems with drugs, with heroin. I hope there's some end in sight, but I'm so sorry to hear about the tragic situation that unfolded this week in Quinnahock. Mary Hill, thanks for speaking with us on this program.
Go ahead. Can I make a statement?
Yeah, go right ahead.
For family members who know of their own people, of their own children, of their own grandchildren who are using drugs, shouldn't be quiet. They need to find help for those people before it's too late. It's a bad situation to face, and what happened here in Quinnahock is like an eye-opener.
Thank you for sharing that, and Mary Hill speaking to us from Quinnahock. Thank you for coming on this program.
You're welcome.